We are not yet divorced, but we sleep in separate beds, drifting off to muted, melancholy dreams while we meet, exchanging steely stares and placid pleasantries. Sullen ships in the night, our cheeks still aching with the memory of a smile, as I admire the etched anniversaries on your body, racing against the rain as I recall the early mornings, when all we had was each other, and all I could think of was you. I haven't signed the papers. You haven't moved out because you've nowhere to go and I'm afraid to be alone. So we sleep atop my desk. Unfriendly fingertips bleed pleading affection onto your soft skin, hoping that we can get the magic back, if it was ever there to begin with. We are not yet divorced, and I keep your ring of old oak dangling from my neck like a silly paper moon, holding you from dusk till dawn, hoping that this distance will pass. I have struggled with writer's block for about 2 or 3 months now. Before, I was at a point where I was writing every day. And that was, you know, that lasted about 4 years. You know, and before that, I was writing pretty consistently. You know, a couple of times a week, I would have something new and finished. You know, and then, you know, sort of a 4 year period, I had something new every day. And these last few months have been really challenging for me. You know, because it's like this one thing that's like my thing. Suddenly I don't have that anymore. And it's hard because like everyone around me and you know, I get they're trying to help. They were like, oh, don't worry, it'll come back. And I'm like, okay, but like, firstly, you don't know that. And secondly, you don't know how I'm feeling right now when it's not here. So like, just please stop trying to make me feel better because it's not making me feel better. And I know that sounds like so fucking selfish and mean and horrible and ungrateful. You know, these people are trying to be nice. Like, don't be a bitch about it. But like, it's kind of like, you know, in this sort of constant panic era because this is what I am. I don't know who I am without this, you know, and suddenly it's gone and I can't do it and I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do because, you know, and I get that it's very unhealthy to tie your entire self-worth and your identity to one thing. But it's too late because I already did it. So I already did it. It's done. What can I do? I was working on other stuff, you know, trying to, you know, kind of push myself in other areas. You know, it's okay. You can still do stuff. You can still have value as a person. You still have things that you're good at. You know, it's okay. That kind of helped a little, but it wasn't enough. I think part of it's like, because I've been so stressed for like the last year, I've had so much going on in my life. it was like at some point it had to fall away. At some point, you know, it was going to happen. It was like inevitable. You know, I was going to start to struggle. And unfortunately, that was the thing that took the hit. That was, you know, the part where I would struggle most, which really sucks, actually. because having that kind of consistency, it made me feel a lot better in my life. And I think having been able to... because it kind of felt like I was sort of almost running on autopilot, you know, just getting through everything that I needed to get through. And then when I reached a point where it's like, okay, things are starting to slow down now. Things are starting to get a bit better and you can actually relax and you can find time for yourself again. It was like I was so used to that kind of high pressure. Everything depends on you and there's so much to do and you've got so much going on right now, environment, that it was like I couldn't leave that. I was like, nope, I have to, you know. And so I'm piling stuff on myself, you know, piling all this extra work on myself because I had gotten used to like high pressure situations and I didn't know anymore how to function without them. And having that pressure, having so much to do, meant that I didn't have to think about the things that I had been able to avoid when I was, you know, so busy over the last year. You don't get time to think. And I think I was trying really hard to replicate that kind of situation so I didn't have to do it. It's like, okay, I have time to think now, but I'm not ready. I don't want to. I can't do this right now. I don't want to do this right now. Maybe I can do this right now, but I don't want to. So I'm not going to, right? And so I'm trying to kind of replicate those same circumstances so I don't have to. And in the process, I think I just kind of lost touch with, you know, with that thing that was so special for me, you know. And I really started to struggle with, you know, with writing. It was, you know, it was just kind of every couple of days at first. I would struggle, but, you know, then there'd be like a really good day and it would be all right. And then it was every day. And I was like, oh my God. What the fuck am I going to do? And it's hard because I get really upset about this and I don't mean to sound like, you know, kind of a, you know, tantrum throwing teenager who really thinks that their perspective is so fucking unique. But really and genuinely, I don't know that there are tons of people in the world that will understand. Because I would imagine that there are not tons of people that have done this incredibly unhealthy and stupid thing that I have done, which is take one thing that you are skilled at and make it the entire source of your self-worth, you know? I think it's probably very unhealthy to say, you know, this is who I am, this is my identity, and it's the only good thing about me. But that is what I have done in my life. You know, I very much center how I feel about myself with my creative abilities I am very aware that that's a stupid thing to do, but it's too late and I did it. So, so it's very hard. It's very hard. And it kind of felt frustrating when people would say, oh, don't worry. Don't worry, you'll figure it out. And it's like, well, it doesn't feel like that right now. In fact, it feels like everything is falling apart, except I don't have like the one thing that I could always cling to and say, well, this is fine, so everything will probably be fine, because it's not fine. And that's what's causing everything to be fucked up right now. And I don't, oh, please stop telling me everything's going to be fine, because you don't know that. You don't fucking know that. Again, very aware, sound ungrateful, but like, I don't know, that was how we were feeling. I think it was kind of brought about because I had been trying to sort of escape from how I felt. I think what happened last year has had more of an effect on me than I have been willing to admit and accept. And I have been trying very hard to pretend it hasn't. It's like, okay, so you know how everyone says that The Simpsons stopped being good after like season 10, right? And that there are no good episodes of The Simpsons after that. But then everyone changed their mind and was like, okay, actually The Simpsons is getting kind of good again in the last few seasons. So there's an episode in one of the more recent seasons where where they're like, where they're dealing with how the kids felt after going to Camp Krusty. And so Lisa is like just really upfront about how she feels, but Bart is pretending he doesn't give a fuck, he's fine, he's only faking it so he doesn't have to go to school. But then he kind of comes to this realization and he's like, oh no, actually, like, I think this really did fuck me up, and I actually am probably like quite upset by everything I've been through. Oh no. And he kind of has to like reconcile with the fact that actually, yes, this hurt me, this damaged me, and I don't really know how to handle that. And I feel like that's where I am. Like, I watched that episode again the other day and I thought to myself, once again, I am the Bart Simpson of my life. Bart is my favorite Simpsons character. Everybody thinks it would be Lisa, and I love Lisa, she's great, but Bart is actually my favorite. Yeah, so I feel like I'm kind of there in my life. It's like, I've been pretending that I'm fine. I've been pretending that there is nothing wrong with me. I'm just, you know, I've just got a lot on right now. But actually, no. There has been some damage done here. And I know that I have to deal with that. I know I have to face up to that, but I don't want to, because I don't know what it's gonna do. I don't know what it's gonna do when I turn around and I actually face it. I don't know that I can do that. But now it's like I'm kind of being forced into it, because like my body and my mind is like, well, okay, you can't have access to this one thing that you are fucking emotionally dependent on. you can't have that until you deal with this. And I'm like, right, okay, you got me. Fine. So I am actually, you know, trying to deal with it, just so I can have access to, you know, the things that I need back. And it is slowly coming. It is slowly coming. I was on a train the other day. I was coming back from Perth in Scotland. Lovely place, by the way. Wonderful people. Great, great bars. great tequila, not gonna lie. And I was sat on this train and I had a hot chocolate and I'd had this idea in my head for a story for a couple of weeks and I'd written sort of a couple of paragraphs and then I'd reached this point and I was like, I can't do it. Oh my God. Was I ever even good at this to begin with? What the fuck? I hate myself. I can't do this. And I don't know why, but I just sort of got this feeling. Open that document. Open it right the fuck now. So I open it. And I didn't even think about it. It just started happening. And I was like, okay. Oh, right. Good. This is going on. Fabulous. Amazing. And before I knew it, it was finished. And I was like, okay, great. So we've written a story. We have not done that for a very long time. We haven't done that, you know, properly in full for a couple of weeks now. And we just did. Okay. You know, and the other day, I just, you know, I was just sitting there and I just, it was like I didn't even think about it. I just started writing a poem and I was like, oh my God, girl, do you know what we're doing right now? Do you see this? Are you seeing this? Shut up. Don't think about it too much or it might stop. You know, and it happened and it was done. And this morning, because I'm literally recording this, it is World Poetry Day. I went onto Twitter. I saw that Simon Armitage was trending and like my heart kind of dropped for a second because I was like, oh no. Once upon a time, this used to be like the most important date in my calendar. I would plan content. You know, I would have lots of stuff ready to go. I would be ready for this. And today I'm not. Today I am not. And then I just started writing something about this, you know, about the relationship that I have with this important part of my life. You know, I don't want it to be over, but it feels sometimes it feels like it is. And then I have these moments where I'm like, no, I am not letting you go yet. I am not letting you go. And it feels like I'm getting closer to things being how they were. But I also know that I have to work through and I have to get through some really, really hard shit to get there. And some days I feel like I can't do that. But I have to because I still love it. I know I do because of how I felt this morning when I finished and I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh my God, I love this. And how I'm feeling now, like I'm literally like I'm laughing and I'm crying over writing poetry, which I like, that's obvious to me. Like, this is something that's so important to me. I love it. I know I do. And so it's worth it. It is worth it's worth fighting through this difficulty that I know is coming. It's worth fighting to heal myself so that I can do the things I love again. But I just... I think I'm scared. I think that's what it is. But it must be done. It must be done because... I want to have it back. I do. And if I have to fucking fight against myself for this, you know, I will do that. I will do that. And I don't care that it hurts, and I don't care that it scares me, because I have to do this.
Thank you for listening to Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. If you want to find more of my work, you can on my website, jenniferwan.com, or you can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, SoundCloud, and pretty much every social media website ever with the username Miss J Squared. Thank you to my amazing top tier Patreon supporters, Amanda, Kylie,